Yerushalmi printed in Bavli, Shkalim, Daf Gimel. We begin on Daf Gimel, the top of the page, Metagnin es Hadrochim. Metagnin es Hadrochim, ves Aruchivis, ves Mikvois Hamayim, Ro'isim Kol Sarchi Rabim. The roads and Mikvois were repaired from the damage of the winter. General community needs were arranged. Elohin Sarchi Rabim, Donin Dinim Amrenois, Vedin Nefoshois, Dinim Makois, Upoidim, Erchin, Vacharamim, Vekdeshis. We have a brace that teaches that these are considered community needs, judging monetary cases, life and death cases, and cases of lashes, and redeeming Erchin, Charamim, and Vekdeshis. Umashkin es asoita, Vesofen es apora, Vorofen egla rufa, Roids in Evet Ivri, Matarin es metzera, Mufokin es amin al, Meal gabi hamayim, Ve'ein machsirin oisei. The Baisa continues, they give a soita to drink, they burn the paraduma, they break the neck of the egla rufa, they pierce the ear of a Jewish slave, they purify the metzera, and they remove the lock from the water system for the winter, and they don't replace it until the winter. Kaman taninan mashkin beis hashlochim metzayin ala kvoris. The Mishnah in Moed Gotham teaches they water the irrigated fields and they mark the graves. Lai kvatsinu be'oda. The Gemara asks, did they not already mark them in Adar? Tipater shiyad shetef shalmayim v'shatve. The answer is, rainfall washed away the markings. V'yotzin af ala kilayim. The Mishnah said that on the 15th of Adar they would go out to inspect the kilayim. Lo yikva yotza mi'adar, the Gemara asked, did they not already go out at the beginning of Adar? Tipata shehoisa hashana afela ve'ein atzmachim nikorim. The Gemara answers, it was a year in which the crops grew late, so at the beginning of Adar the growth were not yet visible. Minayin litzion, what's the source for marking graves? Rabachia Rabbi Yaakov bar Basiakov v'shem v'chunya d'bas chavan Rabbi Yosef amila Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Rav Chunya de Ras Chavran, Rabbi Chizkiah, Rabbi Uziel b'Reid Rav Chunya de Beis Chavran b'shem Rav Chunya de Beis Chavran, Tomei Yikra. The answer is Rabbi Achya and Rabbi Yaakov bar Bas Yaakov, quoting Rav Chunya of Ras Chavran, and Rabbi Yosef, and some say Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, quoting Rav Chunya of Ras Chavran, and Rabbi Chizkiah and Rabbi Uziel, son of Rav Chunya of Ras Chavran, quoting Rav Chunya of Bras Chavan. The Pasuk says in Vayikra Yud Gimel Pasuk Mem Hei, and he will proclaim, I am Tomei, I am Tomei. Kadeshite Hatuma Mukra Lecha Bafia Vaymeres Lecha Furish. It teaches that it's in order that the Tumah should call out to you with its mouth and tell you, stay away. Rabbi La B'Shem Rab Shmuel Bar Nachman V'Avu Ha'ivrim ba'oed so e'etzem adam b'na etzlo tzion. Rabbi La, quoting Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman, says that the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, in the Perek Lamates Pasuk Tezrov, and when they shall pass through the land, and they will see the bone of a man, and build next to it a marking. Etzem mikan shemetzayin es etzalois, adam mechen mik. The word bone teaches that we mark bones, and the word a man teaches that we mark a spine and a skull. Ubona mikan shemetzayin al gabi even kavua im oimat al gabi even telusha afi hileches matav mokemacher. And build, this phrase teaches that they mark on top of a fixed stone. If you'd say that it's on top of a detached stone, it will go and cause another place to be mistakenly considered Tommy. Etzloi, lemokim tara tzion mikan litzion. The word next to it means that you mark it in a place that itself is taho, and the word a marking, this teaches the requirement to mark. Umadze even achas mitzionis, afal pi she'ein mekaimim kein hamayim alea Tommy ani omeris, Mace Mutsuyin Bahaya Northern Dachdel. If a person found one single mark stone, even though one should not mark with one single stone, one who passed over it becomes Tame, we say that a corpse is underneath the stone. Hot Yushtayim, Hamar Lehen Tahu, Ubenehim Tommy. If there were two stones, one passes over either of them, the one who passes over either of them remains Tahu, but one who passes between them becomes Tommy. Himaya Choyosh Bintayim, Harihen Kiyachidyos, Benehem, Tahu, Vesivisehim, Tommy. If the area between them was ploughed, they're viewed as individual stones, so between them is Tahu, and around them is Tommy. Tani emetzayin al habasal shema nisakel habasal. As a brisa says, one does not mark flesh of a corpse, lest it decompose and will later be mistakenly considered tare when there's no tumor there anymore. Rabbi Yustar bar shunam bar klami Rabbi Mana v'lay nimsa metame taharis lemafreya. Rabbi Yustar bar shunam said to Rabbi Mana, if there are no markings for flesh, will then cause taharis to become tummy. Amale. But my answer is better that there should be temporary damage rather than permanent damage. We come now to the next Mishnah, which is Halacha Beis. Rabbi Yehuda Barashona Hayoikrim Umashlichim Lifnehem. Rabbi Yehuda says that originally the agents of Beis Din would uproot Kilayim and throw it down in front of the owners. Meshurabu Oivi Abeira Hayimashlichim Ledrochim. When the number of sinners increased, they would throw them into the roads. Heskinushu mafkirin eskolasada, they later enacted that they would declare the entire field to be ownerless. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Hulei, Tanya Am Rabbi Yehuda Barashona Yoikrin Umashlichim Lifnehem. The Gemara brings the Baisa of Rabbi Yehuda, originally they would uproot them and throw them down in front of the owners. Rahu Yusmechim The owners were doubly happy, firstly that they were weeding the field, and furthermore they were benefiting from kilayim as it could now be used to feed the animals. When the number of sinners increased, they would throw them into the roads, but the owners were still happy as their fields were being weeded. Hazan enacted that they would render ownerless the entire field. Uminayin Jehefka based in Hefka, Dichsiv, Honashelo Yavoi, the Shloisha Sayomim, Batvasasorim, Bazakinim, Yechram, Kol Ruchushai, Ruhu, Hibadel, Mikar, Goyla. What's the source that the declaration of Hefka by Beistin is valid? The Pasuk says in Ezra, in Perek Yud, Pasuk Ches, and whoever shall not come within 3 days according to the counsel of the officers and the elders, all his property shall be forfeited, and he shall be separated from the congregation of the exile. Minayin shehi patura min hamasois. The Gemara asks, from where do we learn that such a hefka field is exempted from tithes like all hefka produce? Rabbi Yonason berate of Yitzhak bar Acha Shomala min Hador. The Gemara answers that Rabbi Yonason, son of Rabbi Yitzhak bar Acha, said we can learn it from the following braisa. Ein ma'avir nesashona loy b'shviyis v'lo b'moitzi shviyis v'im ivua hare zu mu'uberes. The braisa says one does not declare a leap year in shviyis or the year after shviyis, but if they did, it is valid. V'chodesh echad shehu moisif loy pator m'masasu. Regarding that extra month that was added to Shviyas, isn't the produce exempt from the Masus? And this shows that Beis Din have the ability to make produce Hefka and exempt from Masus. Ad Kadoin Shviyas, Motsi Shviyas Mai. The Gemara asks, we understand why they cannot make Shviyas a leap year, but why not in the year that follows it? Amma Rabbi Bunna should say, Shloila Erobois Be'issa Chadash. Rabban answered this in order not to increase the prohibition of Chadash. Rabbi Zera b'shem Rabbi Laza, Shetei Hadad ad Amal, ad Shloi Hiter, Rabbi Lavi Yerek mechutz la'oretz, Ava m'shehiter Rabbi Lavi Yerek mechutz la'oretz, he shriyes, he kol, he shall shah shanei shavua. Rabbi Zera, quoting Ulava, said that this prohibition to make the year that follows Shemitah a leap year was before Rebbe permitted bringing vegetables from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, but once he permitted it, Shviyas is the same as any other year, and there's no concern for starvation. Tani ein ma'abin v'chulei. Amri mana hadadat amar b'roshayna shahayu hashanim ketikonam, aval achshav she'ein hashanim ketikonam, hi shvi'ith hisha shanei shavua. The Braitha earlier said that one does not declare a leap year in Shvi'ith or the year after Shvi'ith, but if they did it valid. The Imana said that the Braitha was referring to originally when the seasons of the years were according to their proper way, that the new grain was ripe in time and could be eaten immediately. But now the seasons are not according to their proper way, and the grain are not ripe until later, Nisan may be delayed, so Shvi'ith is like all other years. Tani shall base Rabban Gamliel, Yavua v'matzei Shvi'ith miyad. A Braitha tells us that the house of Rabban Gamliel extended the year that immediately followed Shvi'ith. Amru Avun, Emin Hadar, Leif at Shmamina Klum. The Avun, questioning Rabbi Yonasan's proof, earlier said that you can't prove from there anything. Shemoyes Chedesh Ha'aviv, Shemru, Sheyovay, V'chidushay. When the Torah says in Dvarim Perek Tes Zayin, Pasuk Aleph, guard the month of the spring, it means that you should ensure that Nisan occurs in the spring by making a leap year if necessary. V'hayda omer da gadish shelo leket tachtov kanegel isba'oretz harihein shvishel aniyim. There's another Mishnah in Maseches Peah that does not say this halacha. It says a stack of grain from which the leket had not been gathered by the poor, whatever is touching the ground, belongs to the poor. V'am Rabbi Ami b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish de Beis Shammai hi. Rabbi Ami quoting from Rish Lakish said that it was said by Beis Shammai, who said that one can make hefker something specifically for the poor. The Ika Beis Hillel aniyim oichlim u'ma'asim, as if it was Beis Hillel, the poor could eat but must separate ma'aser. V'am Alei Rabbi Yosi shamanu shehu patur mima'aser divyakol mishum kanasa. Rabbi Yosi said to Rabbi Ami, we've heard that all agree that it's exempt from ma'aser, based and imposed a penalty on one who was careless with his leket and covered it with his own grain, and they declare it hefker to the poor. We come now to the next Mishnah. V'chamisha asa boy shulchanois hayu yoshvin v'medina v'chofhei boy yoshu v'migdash mishu yoshu v'migdash hischilu l'mashken. The Mishnah said that on the 15th of Adar, the money changers would sit at the tables set out throughout the country. On the 25th of Adar, they would sit in the Mikdash. Once they began sitting there, Beis Din would begin to seize collateral from those who hadn't given their half shekel. Es mi mashkinin, levim, v'yisraelim, v'gerim, v'avodim, v'shechorim, avaloi noshim, v'avodim, u'kutanim, v'chol koton shehiskel aviv lishkol al yadoi, shuv, ein apesek, Einu mashkin efekehanim b'pnei darkei shalom. From whom would they take collateral? From Levim, Yisraelim, converts and freed slaves, but not women, slaves and children. If a father began to give for his child, he may not stop. They do not take collateral from the kahanim in order to keep the peace. Amr b'Yehuda heyed ben Buchui b'Yavne kol koyin sheshekel einu choyte. Amr lei Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai Laiki ela kol koyin she'enu shekel choyte. Rabbi Yehuda says that Ben Buchi testified in Yavne that any koyin who donates the half shekel is not a sinner. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said to him, no, it should be any koyin who does not donate is a sinner. Ela shekoyhanim doshim mikmiko zela atzman v'chol minchas koyin kadil tiye lo siachel. But the kohanim expounded this pasuk themselves in Vayikra, Perek Vav Pasuk Tezayin, and every meal offering of a kohen must be completely burned up, it is not eaten. Hayol v'oime u'shtei alechem v'lechem aponim shelanu heichne cholim. The kohanim will claim, since the oime, the two breads of shvuos, and the lechem aponim are ours, and if you would contribute the half shekel, we will have partial ownership in these communal offerings, how then can they be eaten? They would need to be viewed as mincha of a kohen, which would have to be fully burned. And the Gemara says, "Eim mashkenes hakatanim." The Mishnah taught that they do not take collateral from minors. Hadezreya toivim, hadadatema b'shevish teisaris. We infer that, but we do claim the half shekel from minors. This is only when he has grown two pubic hairs, which shows he is actually an adult. Aval im loy hevish teisaris, loy bada. When washkin im mashkinin, it should say afalpi shehevi shtei tharis. However, if you have not grown hairs, it does not apply, as he has no obligation to give. But after taking collateral, they do not do so even when he has grown hairs. Kine should say masnithin im mashkinin if a kahanim mipnei derech hakovet. The Mishnah's law is taught in the Baisa as follows. Out of respect for Kohanim, we do not seize collateral from them. Am Rav Yehuda heid huli. In the Mishnah, Rav Yehuda taught that Ben Bukhi testified in Yavne that any Kohen who donates a half shekel is not a sinner. And Rav Yochanan Zakkai disagreed and said it should be that any Kohen who doesn't donate is a sinner. Am Rav Achia, taima to Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, ze yitnu, yud beis shotim yitnu. Rabbi Achia said that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's source is the pasuk in Shmos, Perek Lamed, pasuk Yud Gimel, Ze, which means this, they shall give. The 12 tribes shall give because the word Ze, Zayin He, has a gematria of 12. Rav Tavi b'shem Rav Hamnuna, kein meshivin chachomim le Rabbi Yehuda, chatas yochid mesa, ein chatas tzibor mesa, minchas ha-yochid kreiver kolil, vein minchas ha-tzibor kreiver kolil. Rav Tavi, quoting Rav Hamnuna, said this is the way the Chachamim answered of Yehuda, a chatas of an individual must be left to die, but not a communal one. An individual's is completely burned, whereas a communal one is not. Vekasha meshivim la'adam davar she'en amoideboi, tatnan she'en chatas sibo mesa, Rav Yehuda Omer Thomas. The Gemara asks, come on, raise a difficulty for a person in a matter about which he does not agree. As it says in a Mishnah, in Maseches Yoma, a communal chatas isn't left to die, but Rabbi Yehuda says that it is left to die. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is not a distinction between a communal and an individual's chatas. V'hu moisiv lan, zu loy nidvas yochid, hi v'inun meisivin lei, mekeren to shenimsa l'tzibor, kemi shehi nidvas sibor. Rabbi Yehuda responds that the half shekel given by a kohen is an individual donation, and the Rabbanan respond to him that since it's given over to the community, it's considered part of the communal donation. Ksiv, kol ha'ivah ala pegudim, Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Nechemya chad omar, kol da'avar v'ma yitain. The Pasuk says in Shemos, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yud Gimel, everyone who passes among them that are numbered. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya disagreed. One said that the Pasuk means that those who pass through the Yom Suf must give a half a shekel. This would include the tribe of Levi. The Charan Amar called the Ava al Pikudaya Yitain. The other said that whoever passed before Moshe to be numbered must give a half shekel, and this would exclude the tribe of Levi, who were counted differently. Manda Amar called the Ava Yikudai Messiah le Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Manda Amar called the Ava al Yikudai Esan Messiah le Ben Buchri. The one who said that all who passed through the Yom Suf must give is a support for Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and the one who said that all who pass to be counted must give is a support for Ben Buchri.